This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0. I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, I know that sounds real harsh because, well, it is. Totalitarians can be harsh. And that's why you want to listen to this radio show, so that you, as exceptional Americans, can put a stop to the nonsense known as totalitarianism, which is replete around the country. However, winning always seems to work against the losing totalitarians. Anyway, welcome to the show on that fine note. And by the way, have I said yet, Merry Christmas? Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas again. You are free to move around the country and say Merry Christmas. I got to tell you, yesterday it was wonderful. Did a little shopping. Went to 6 places. First place I went in, checked out, and I forgot to say Merry Christmas. Because this is a habit that I have and have had for years. Since the Clinton era, which is when, of course, the political correct morons started to bring up this, oh, we can't celebrate Christ, right? So one time after all those years. And you know what? The person said to me, Merry Christmas. On the way out, I just about was floored, and I turned around and looked at him, and I said, no, Merry Christmas to you. My fault. I should have said that. And they started busting up, and I said, I know, that's new for you, isn't it? And they're shaking their head. I loved it. So I said, I've got some other places to go. What I'm going to do is do a test case. So every place I went to, I was silent when I concluded my transaction. And every single one said, Merry Christmas. There is hope, ladies and gentlemen, during the Christ Mass season. I think that's just great news. I think that's great progress. I am astounded, literally, at the lights in my neighborhood. My house is not lit. It will be tonight. I'm putting that upon myself. I mean, I know. But the neighbor, it's really funny. The other night, I was returning from the studio, and it was just as hysterical as possible. I mean, I was cracking up because I've noticed, and I brought this out to everybody about the lights in our neighborhood in beautiful Yuba City, California. And there's more lights now than ever before. However, I did catch people driving the hood, our hood, the neighborhood here, looking for lights. It's unbelievable. At the end of my street, I've got this one guy who's just all lit up. And then you go down, you know, my neighbors on each side are all lit up. Across the street, all lit up. By the way, across the street is someone of another faith. This is interesting. I'm not going to say which one, but of another faith. And I asked them, I said, how come you put up Christmas lights? You celebrate Thanksgiving and Easter. I said, and it's not your religion. Now, his ancestors are from another country, but you know what he said to me? He said, look, this is America, it's my America, and I celebrate our holidays. Now, that is awesome. That is awesome. Assimilated into the culture and done quite well, by the way, and fantastic family. Fantastic family. This is what you want, obviously. So the lights are out, the lights are on, and mine are not, admittedly so. However, we will change all that. Okay, some big news that's happening. The budget tax deal, it looks like it's going to be wrapped up here in the next couple of days. You got some people that have come around and sort of said, I think we're going to do this thing after all. And everyone's... desire, because this will be the first time we've had such a big situation going on with taxes since the Reagan era. Now, this is what I've been telling you all about. This is going to reverberate in the economy, not just in the United States, but around the world. The government has had way too much of our money, and especially here in California, the totalitarian state of California. God help California. He needs to help. And we're all praying. Good Californians, good Americans are praying for California. Actually, they're praying for New California. That's what I believe. That's another situation. However, the economy will absolutely explode. That's exactly what happened under Reagan. It took Reagan at least one year to get it all through. Well, two, actually, total. I think it was about 2 years, because the cuts didn't really kick in until 1984. And by that time, things were going nutty. Everybody, it's just like right now. The stock market was going, because everybody understood what this meant to have a tax decrease. What it meant was the economy was going to thrive, because businesses were going to reinvest in their own businesses. They're going to be hiring more people. And by the way, the tax base... in most places, swelled. This is the thing that you don't get about this, you know, Jerry Browns and the like. When you squeeze everybody out, in the middle class in particular, you lose your tax base, and so you have to tax more. See, that's their logic. They don't get it. Instead of encouraging business, you end up discouraging business. Anyway, we've got a couple top stories that are going on. First, I'm going to take the story that is coming out that's most important, and I think it actually has a little spin-off on the Bundy trial. In fact, I don't think, I just know it does. Came to Agenda 21 Radio yesterday. Sources, multiple confirmed sources now. First of all, a phone call from a dear friend who said, are you aware of this? And then he comes back and tells me what this is. Now, I know you're out there dying going, what is this, Paul? What is this? What it is? No, it's this. Apparently, and then this is something we have seen before. So this is the big story right now, for at least in my neck of the woods, that the Bureau of Land Management, apparently since Thursday. Now, this has been confirmed by multiple sources. First the phone call, then the follow-up, the fact check, if you will, to the sources. They will not be named. hello, because they are within the Bureau of Land Management. Sources from within the Bureau of Land Management have come forward to Agenda 21 Radio. Now, you got to remember, we've had sources like this before, and the sources have been 100% accurate. I believe these to be 100% accurate because we have fact-checked. There was a similar incident during the Galise Mining District in Josephine County. Remember that incident about 3 years ago about the Bureau of Land Management illegally serving eviction notices on gold mine owners up there. And we brought it out. Agenda 21 Radio exposed it, and that set off the firestorm in Galise County and brought in Cliven Bundy. This preceded, just preceded, the standoff in the Malheur. What the BLM is doing is the same thing that we reported they were doing up there when Cliven Bundy stepped in to put a stop up there at that Galise mine after Agenda 21 Radio exposed the sheriff, who was an unconstitutional sheriff, acting in an unconstitutional fashion with the Bureau of Land Management in simpatico to take the land. That's how it's done, guys. A fraudulent eviction notice not signed by a judge being backed up by two rent-a-cops. That was it. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what they were doing and what we caught them at. Swamp draining anyone? And when I tell you what's going on, you're going to wonder, wow, is this related to Bundy? And, of course, Donald Trump. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can also email me, paul@a21r.com. And do not forget our sister website, newcaliforniastate.com. The state of the future. Newcaliforniastate.com is just going to be rolling out, I'll tell you, January 15th, Declaration Day for New California. There it is. We just got it out to you. We had our big meeting over the weekend. We'll talk about that a little bit later. However, we've got other things going on. Going. Okay, so what is so important about the Bureau of Land Management and what they've been doing? Since they've been stealing property all around the country, right? Well, we saw this at one other situation up in the Galice Mining District a couple of years ago. I'm sorry, but I just did not get all that. We've done tons of stories on that, of course. We were very highly engaged at the time. Of what happened in Galice. We'll be bringing you the info. Well, I'll be talking about it like right now. Okay, you had two gold miners up there in Galice, Josephine County. Josephine County. And these guys were gold mining and they were being evicted because there's a lot of gold on the property. And of course, they don't really have the means to do the gold mining like other people do. They're not sophisticated. Just a couple guys getting a couple, grand a month, that sort of thing, out of their gold. Which is okay, right? It's their private property. Well, it was being seized by the Bureau of Land Management in the traditional fashion of which especially the Obama government, was thieving from John Q. Public. We were made aware of the situation, and we in turn reacted at Agenda 21 Radio because we found out that they were using fraudulent sheriffs to try and enforce an eviction notice that was not signed by a judge, even though they were proclaiming and showing the signature of the judge to the land owners. And, of course, that spawned a lot of militia people to be responsive and go to the property and seize it without the BLM's, they were upset. But they realized they were being phony. We did some research. We found out that the sheriff themselves, who wasn't doing anything about it until we brought out the fact, he is not a constitutional sheriff, embarrassed him. Then we called all sorts of legislators around Agenda 21 Radio did. And we embarrassed the snot right out of him. And by the way, the sheriff, who we embarrassed the snot out of, put out a press release instantaneously after we started calling their two state senators in Washington, had already called the governor, had already called their members of the House of Representatives. And one member of the House was very responsive, and I want to say thank you. However, what we found out when Cliven Bundy appeared on the scene was that they were burning documents at the BLM in Medford and other places. Burning. Large, copious amounts of document. Now, that's why I find it odd that all of a sudden we have the Cliven Bundy situation going on where they're going to probably have their case completely thrown out of court in Las Vegas this week. Maybe as early as today. We'll let you know if that happens. John Lamb is on the scene. And we'll let you know about that. We'll connect up with his Facebook, John Lamb on Facebook. He'll have the information for you right there. They're camping out literally right there in front of the, I shouldn't say that. A lot of homeless people, right? They're not homeless. They're just on a vigil. They will be reporting, I suspect. So we're going to be watching that and see if it comes up. I have citizen journalists who ping me anytime something like this happens. So, we are reliant upon our citizen journalists who contribute here. You want to become a citizen journalist? You can email me, paul@a21r.com, and we'll get you in. So, we have this situation that it's been reported to us now. And I don't know if it's the playoff of what's going on. The federal case is completely falling apart for the feds on Bundy. Do we have a situation where we have documents being burned in these three areas of the BLM? This is what was reported to us at Agenda 21. This has been ongoing since late last week. Get the time frame when the case of the Bundys all of a sudden just started to completely fall apart. We heard first that it was Nevada. In Nevada, there are places with the BLM that are burning large numbers of documents. Burning, I say. Burning. Not shredding, burning. Because, you know, when you burn, you don't get those little shredded pieces you can tape back together. We're talking about burning these documents. Large amounts, I was told. It started late last week. I was told specifically Thursday, but I got more of a late last week. You know, when you're onto something and you're talking to your fact checkers out there, said, yeah, last week, late last week, we thought maybe Wednesday or Thursday, and there's that. So that was the response I got. So you got what I got. You be the judge about what's out there. You got what I got. So we got this situation where they're burning large numbers of documents. First Nevada, then California, now Arizona is what we heard last night. Arizona. Now, I suspect that all throughout the western United States, similar things are going on. In fact, one of my people said that. Now, I'm just telling it's from one of my people who is very, 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 very learned in these things. What are they burning these documents for? And, of course, that really... That really calls for the big tinfoil hat, doesn't it? The stovepipe tinfoil hat is what it calls for. We should sell tinfoil. I'm serious. I am as serious as a tinfoil hat. We should sell Agenda 21 Radio tinfoil hats. You know, stove tinfoil hats, the stove toppers, like Abraham Lincoln had, remember? And so for those of you that have a really, really big desire to have a tinfoil hat, you can have one of those. We can put it in a box for you and you can send it off. Just give us your head size. Now, I know we do not sell pinhead tinfoil hats. So we have this situation going on now. They have decided, apparently, that that's exactly what they want to do, is burn documents. This is as coming to us. So now I'll let you sort it out for yourselves as to what you think it might be that's going on there. I can tell you one thing, it's absolutely no good. Now, I've talked to the source, I've talked to other BLMers, and you go, it's interesting. These are people too, and some of these people got into the BLM without understanding how dirty the BLM has been, how much the BLM has been stealing, thieving from Americans, from the Bundys, of course, to the Hammonds, all over the nation over the last several years. Why? Because they think they can steal America from us. That they is all these countries of the world that are part of... I'm sorry, they're all part of this Agenda 21 business. United Nations Agenda 20. Oh, that grand plan that George Bush in 1992 brought to us, right? Straight out of Karl Marx's playbook comes George Bush... the senior, with this grand plan for the United Nations. And when we will succeed. Remember that little speech? We play it at the beginning of one of our hours here. I don't know if we didn't play it just now, but we play it at the beginning of the hours. That's the 1990, and then followed up by Nancy Pelosi, of all people, of course. And what did she do? She brought in the House resolution that codified Agenda 21, United Nations Agenda 21, the plan for the rest of the world, the one world order globalist plan to seize your property, ultimately destroy you, such as, Sonoma County, anybody? What's going on in Sonoma? Well, I'll tell you what, we've had a lot of interest in New California from Sonoma County. The court jester who is out there, the lapdog of the Pope, Jerry Brown, he's the man who's pushing climate change all throughout the world. Now, see, he's nationally influencing policies, he thinks. I think everybody's starting to realize this guy's really on the lunatic fringe, and so is the Pope with their climate change gnosis. The Pope has the encyclical. Keep that in mind. This is not just idle chat. You know, people might believe that the Pope no longer believes in God or Jesus Christ. It's hard to believe that he's out there touting the benefits of the new worship service, Gaia, and he still believes. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah!
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And you can visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can also see our sister site. And if you want to become part of the Declaration of Independence process, because we are going to be declaring independence from California, we're going to be serving notice to the state of California that a bunch of counties are intending, split. State split by way of the Constitution. Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution allows this, and it's going to happen. So the Declaration Day is going to be the 15th. Then we're going to be following up. By the way, there's going to be another Liberty Tour. Liberty Tour 7 in February. Tickets will go on sale for Liberty Tour 7, I think, tomorrow. Pre-sale tickets. So if you're in the area of California. Now, we have not gotten the location. It will be in Central California, and then there's going to be one in Southern California as well. So we're going to be having one in Central California. And this is going to be a big, big deal. We want you to go and get caught up on what we're doing as New California and where we're at in the process. So anyway, encouragement for that. Okay, so the economy is soaring. That's apparently what we're seeing right here, and there's also some things going on with Mr. Mueller we're going to talk about in a second, but This just popped up on Drudge. It came the way these things pop up. They actually pop across. You get these little things on my screen. It says or this is a story. This is a story. And then I can discern as to which story I want to read. That's the way it works. And high-tech stuff, you know. And then there's these crazy cell phones that, but, you know, gosh, I just, you have to get have a PhD every, or get a new PhD every 6 months or so to understand how your cell phone works. Isn't that true? Yeah, I'm cell phone challenged. Not really. I really enjoy cell phones. I think they're fantastic. And I like the iPads as well. Yes, I am an Apple man. Although you cannot live without the PC computers. Come on. I mean, isn't it interesting how back in the day, now some of you will not remember this. I clearly remember this back in the day of when the PCs and everything were coming out and Apple was coming out. That there was always this constant competition between Apple and the IBM-based computers, PCs, in other words. And the one that was the most user-friendly, of course, was Apple. So I just went with that. So as a teacher, they gave teachers Apple computers if you applied for, and I did, of course, profusely, and got my fellow teachers to get. So we became an Apple school where I was at, and that was quite the big revelation. But, you know, the competition between the two. But nowadays, everybody's a grown-up. You got to have both systems, and I'm comfortable in both environments. So, but the information that we're getting right now, this is a new story that came across. The economics soar. Stocks roar, GDP at 4, which would be a big one. And, of course, it probably will. That's just my opinion about that. I'm not going to talk about the economy. We'll see if we can get Chris Street on the show this morning. And I haven't made arrangements for it. Just call him. Hey, Chris, hey, can you help a brother out? This is from CNBC, whom I still respect. Economic optimism soars, boosting Trump's approval rating, CNBC survey finds. The CNBC All-American Economic Survey polled 800 adults across the nation for the first time in the last, or at least, 11 years. More than half of the respondents to the survey rated the economy as good as or excellent. Now that's excellent. 41% expect the economy to improve in the next year, a near record. 42% of the CNBC made a typographical error. We catch him at this. 42% of the jobs Trump is doing, or, oh no, maybe not. 42% of the job Trump is doing as president. Well, that doesn't make sense. This is not me on the copy here. I didn't write the copy. Up 4 points from the September survey. Okay, so there's 42% approve of jobs Trump rating as president. I'm rewriting it here. Up 4% from the, or 4 points from the September survey, while 49% disapprove, down 3 points. Okay, all right, there you go. American optimism on the economy is reaching new heights, and President Donald Trump's approval rating looks to be benefiting. So the bona fides is good here for the Donald, which I find interesting. Let's see if we can get a little bit of a grab here. I guess we can get a little bit of a sound grab off of this and see what happens. And because they've got a little clip here going on here. Steve Leisman, CNBC senior economics reporter, is going to report.
Talking about the rise in optimism, I don't know what the next step up is above breathlessly, because we have done it again. We've surpassed the old
hyperventilated.
I don't want to hyperventilate, but folks, we have this surge in optimism, and it appears to be helping at least a little bit the approval rating of President Trump. Take a look at the numbers here. For the first time in the history of the survey, and folks, we've been doing this for more than 10 years now, 51% of the public says the economy is good or excellent. We have not been at 51%. You could see it rose steadily under President Obama, but it absolutely surged under President Trump.
And then, by the way, this is the life of the survey.
This is the life of the survey that we're looking at. Absolutely. Yeah. And then 41% of the public says that the economic outlook is good, or the economy will get better in the next year.
Okay, I can't help but to blow this up a little bit. Okay, the survey, where are we at here? Yeah, the survey, it was You know, December 2008, it was at 40%, and it declined to 25% by 2015. Oh. So by December, so the same part of the survey rose to 51% by today. Now, that is the story.
You don't see it here. 50% of the public said it's a good time to invest. They're upbeat on the outlook for their wages. They're upbeat on the outlook for housing. And then take a look at the next set of screens, and we'll show you how this may be affecting the approval rating of President Trump. You can see that his approval rating went up by 4 points, and his negatives came down by 3 points. This is the approval rating, by the way, guys, is in line with a recent trend you can see in some polls. This 40% over above, getting rid of the three handle, getting the four handle.
But still having half the country disapproving. Even with economic numbers like that.
But I think it's more than even. I think he's underperforming relative to the economy. But then take a look at the next screen, Beck, which is his economic approval ratings. And those are better.
Yeah.
He was already net positive in our poll, 43-41. Now he's positive, 47-43. A little bit wider there. And you can see people approve of his economic handling of the economy, well, less so the overall. And I want to just show you the trend here, which is the next screen, guys, is the net approval. We do approval minus disapproval. You can see he had a very bad summer, and then it's come back to where it was. He's minus 7, and on the economy, he's plus 4 right there. What you don't see, the question is, why is this happening? One thing we know for sure, Republicans have come back home. They've dug in. They had abandoned him a little bit. In other words, his numbers with Republicans were not as high as they should have been. They're back where they are. Independents, a touch more positive. Democrats, a touch more positive. But it doesn't seem to be the tax bill, because I'll tell you, the tax bill does not poll very well. Just 26% approval overall of the 800 Americans we polled nationwide. And it's even tepid among Republicans. Just 56% approval among Republicans.
Why do you think that is?
But hold on, let me just tell you the other side of that.
More.
There's a large don't know. Okay.
There's a big the large don't know are the people who don't understand the tax cut. I don't see this as unusual. People don't understand, they don't have historical relationship, except for people my generation and older. We understand what happened with Reagan. It's going to take off like an absolute rocket ship. And even more so. Huh. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're going to talk about Mueller and his problems. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. And use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, what in the world is going on with the Mueller investigation? Now, Donald Trump has infamously come out and said he is not going to fire Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Well, haven't we heard that before? Okay, so Mueller has, I think, been placed. I'm just guessing. Sheer speculation on my part, but I do have my tinfoil hat on. So I'm sitting here thinking. I have heard this before in other cases of other staff. When people do leave, when they do depart. Remember he did this with Comey. And then Comey, who's as far away as possible from Washington, D.C., gets served notice. Hey, man, you've just been fired. What? Yeah. Remember that? He was out in Los Angeles. I wonder what he's doing in Los Angeles, meeting with his other Marxist buddies, I guess. Sure, you know, Garcetti, you know, those guys. So he's out in Los Angeles. This is Comey. And you know, we're not going to fire Comey. And he gets served notice that he's been fired. Oops, I hate it when that happens. In disbelief, he was in total disbelief. It was stunning. You're fired. The Donald Trump stuff. So here we go again with Mueller. Now, Mueller ought to be fired. He ought to be locked up. In fact, discussion point. Is he going to be arrested? Is he going to be charged? Don't know. But I do think that if he's fired, you're going to bet he's going to be charged. That's what I say. That's just my take on what is going on with Mueller. Okay, now, the big thing with Mueller is this, and which might have just sort of tipped everybody over the edge, especially after coming on the heels of last week's revelations with Mr. Rosenstein. Remember all that stuff about Rosenstein? We had Trey Gowdy and Jordan, you know, doing questioning the Quisling, the lackey, if you will, for Hillary Clinton. Article in Axios, Trump people very upset about Mueller obtaining emails. Mueller. You know, the guy thinks he's a dictator. Really? You know, they get these guys in these positions, and they're just dictators, right? So anyway, Trump people are very upset about Mueller obtaining emails. It says officials of President Trump's transition team plan to ask special counsel Robert Mueller to return many tens of thousands of transition emails they contend were unlawfully provided to him. But the prosecutor's office say emails being used in the investigation were properly obtained. So guess what? There's going to be a meeting of the minds. Lawyers for Donald Trump and Special Prosecutor Mueller are going to meet. President Trump, returning to the White House on Sunday, said, when asked about the emails, not looking good was his comment. It's not looking good. It's quite sad to me that my people are very upset about it. I can't imagine there's anything on them, frankly, because, as we said, there's no collusion. There's no collusion whatsoever. A lot of lawyers thought that was pretty sad. So his lawyers thought it was pretty sad. Now, this is going to be the thing where they're going to be having egg on their face. And what, boy, if a face ever needed an egg on it, it is Mueller's face. You ever seen that guy? He's got these big jowls. Never trust a man with jowls, right? No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. What's new? A source close to Trump's transition, which still exists as a legal entity so it can shut down what was once a 1,000-person operation, said the transition will send a letter to Mueller informing him that some of the emails are privileged and asking for their return. The transition says it is willing to provide Mueller with vetted emails. Now, see, this is the rub. He's the president. He's the president-elect, and he has, this is Mueller, seized executive documents unlawfully. That's what they're saying, because he is the president. He has that right of privilege that comes with the presidency, and Mueller violated it. That's where we're going with this. That's what I'm saying. He's a dictator. He doesn't care about the law. Why should he? He's holier than thou. He's been anointed. But Peter Carr, spokesman for the special counsel's office, told Axios earlier this morning, that's today, by the way, when we have obtained emails in the course of our ongoing criminal investigation, we have secured either the account owner's consent or appropriate criminal process. But appropriate criminal process, it's my understanding, does not apply here under presidential rules. See, the president has the discretion. He does not. That's the point. And therein lies the rub, legally, for everybody. It says, be smart. Republicans who have been raising increasing questions about Mueller's office are prepared to argue that if emails were obtained by questionable means, that could taint or undermine the investigation. Gee, I mean, how much more could it be undermined after last week's revelations about Stork and his little group, his little tatey-tay? Says, Axios reported that officials said Trump's resident team, his office for the 73 days between the election and the inauguration, discovered that Mueller had obtained huge caches of emails from the General Services Administration and the government agency that hosted the transition, PTT.gov. What's at stake? We're told that the fight involves emails from an account of 12 officials, including members of political leadership and foreign policy team. And one of the accounts includes over 7,000 emails. Trump officials discovered Mueller had the emails when his prosecution used them as the basis for questions for witnesses. The General Services accounting. See, this is where they have their Obama people. They declined to comment. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And will he fire Mueller?
One, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
One zero.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Now, those of you that are going to be in Northern California, you might want to stop by the Crossroads Church, and that's 445 B Street in Yuba City, California, tonight at 6 o'clock. The doors open for the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, and the guest speaker is Jeanette Finicum. Lavoie Finicum's wife will be the noted guest speaker, and of course, she's got a fantastic story to tell, and she's going to be bringing us up to date on what's going on in the Bundy trial, as we were talking about at the top of the hour, and she is going to... course, tell us all the things that have been happening to her in her life since the last year we had the Liberty Tour, I think. Yeah, it was last year, and she spoke a year ago. It's over a year and a month now. Anyway, she spoke at the Liberty Tour and did a fantastic job, so she's making another pass at Yuba City here, and she'll be here tonight. And I think she's going to have books and stuff like that to sign, which, you know, helps her cause. So she's going to be here, and that's at the Crossroads Church, 445 B Street. In 445 B Street, Crossroads Church in Yuba City, California. Jeanette Finicum, Feather River Tea Party Patriots. If you want more information, you can call Larry, who is really a nice guy, from what I understand. You can call Larry at 530-755-4409. That will help you out. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, for all of your news and information. And also, you can email me, paul at a21r.com. Like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.